At 78, Gino Pellucci has a long record of business success. He started Chung King, Gino's Pizza, now Louis Gino's, a frozen pasta dinner company. Pellucci's made millions selling food and created thousands of jobs. He's fiercely independent and a shrewd dealmaker. But critics say Pellucci dangles jobs in front of politicians to seduce them into offering financial incentives.
Come on. I've made no promises any place that I haven't kept. And if some politicians get in my way and change the signals on me, I'm a businessman. I'm not going to say, oh, gee, I'm a nice guy.
In 1982, Pellucci moved more than 1,200 Gino's Pizza jobs from Duluth, Minnesota to southeastern Ohio after Ohio gave him a low-interest loan. Pellucci started Louis Gino's, the frozen pasta company, 6 years ago in Duluth with help from Minnesota taxpayers, but now most Louis Gino's jobs are in Ohio. Pellucci even moved a production line to Ohio that was partially financed with Minnesota taxpayer money. So far, Ohio has showered the savvy businessman with more than $27 million in low-interest loans. Pellucci says Minnesota would have more of his jobs if the state followed Ohio's example. Now Pellucci's back with another deal for Minnesota, one that just might revive an economic development debacle. Rewind to the mid-1980s. Public officials in northern Minnesota are panicking. The iron ore mining industry has caved in. One in four workers is unemployed. Scrambling for development, politicians jump on a proposal to make chopsticks by the millions in the mining town of Hibbing, Minnesota. The developer Ian Ward promises almost 100 jobs, but he brings little to the table when it comes to cash and expertise.
The plant is designed to produce in excess of 5 million sticks per day. When you consider the Japanese market alone consumes about 130 million sticks a day, it's a very small percentage of the market.
Ward promises machinery designed to stamp out wooden tongue depressors can easily be converted to make chopsticks. But he's wrong. The factory never makes a cent. It becomes a laughing stock, and taxpayers lose nearly $4 million that built and equipped their chopstick factory. The town is left with an empty building. Fast forward to 1996. The chopstick factory has a shot at a second life with the king of frozen food, Gino Pellucci, who says he might start making frozen pasta dinners there. For more than 4 years, Gino Pellucci's talked about using the idle plant to expand his Louis Gino's frozen pasta empire, but he says local development officials have made that impossible.
With all these delays, when the fights with the officials up there in the state of Minnesota, we expanded our operations in Ohio. So Hibbing will be when and if we need it.
Jim Gustafson is a Minnesota official who spent years trying to land an agreement with Pellucci.
It's not been a pleasant deal. As a matter of fact, over these last 3 years, 4 years, that building has been taken off the market on the premise that Louis Gino's would be building, you know, any time, and that they're anxious to move ahead.
Gustafson says Pellucci never provided financial information to prove he could repay the taxpayer-backed loans he wanted. Talks dragged on for 4 years. Pellucci attacked Gustafson in newspaper ads, accusing him of standing in the way of jobs. Gustafson says Pellucci was trying to pressure him into easing loan guarantees and jeopardizing the public's money.
That same kind of pressure is often applied to people in economic development circles, and if they're too tough and the company goes somewhere else, and this can happen to a governor or a mayor or anybody, then they're criticized because they weren't good economic development people. On the other hand, there's a lot of evidence where public officials have been awful free with public money and the public checkbook. And in the end, as in the case of Chopsticks Factory, there isn't much to show for it.
The director of research at the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis, Arthur Rolnick, says the competition for jobs is so out of control, Washington should intervene.
If Congress stepped in here, you wouldn't have these negotiations going on. Mr. Pellucci would make his decision based on the economic fundamentals. No politician would even get involved in this. And Mr. Pellucci might be a hero up north here, or he might be a hero in Ohio. You just get the political system out of it and let him make his decision based on the economic fundamentals.
But Pellucci says financing business is a way for government to help people find work.
I think it's a great thing for government to be involved in where areas require employment, where their welfare rolls are loaded, where the people are deteriorating in character because they get giveaways from welfare. As long as that company that you're dealing with is going to create a base of steady employment.
But critics of corporate welfare say the national economy loses when states shower business with money for jobs. They say business would still create jobs if there were no incentives. Ohio officials defend the millions in loans they've given Pelucci, saying he's created more than 2,000 jobs in the most depressed area of their state. They characterize their relationship with the pasta king as a good marriage so far. As for the deal in Hibbing, Pelucci says he doesn't know what he'll do with the chopstick factory. Under a court settlement, if Pelucci fails to create jobs there within 3 years, the state will take back the building. Minnesota officials say they've learned from risky deals like those surrounding their chopstick factory. They say more than ever before, they're demanding guaranteed returns on public investments. There are moves in several states to ensure incentives benefit taxpayers. Some lawmakers say government assistance should be linked to wages. For those who think the solution to bad deals for jobs lies in outlawing public incentives for business, Gino Pelucci says they should keep in mind that competition is by no means limited to the United States.
Right now it's global. And don't think these other countries aren't looking for you to come.
In St. Paul, this is Mark Zedeklik for Marketplace.